There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, questions coming into this week for the Texans and the Lions on Sunday. Sunday Night Football, you can hear the game here on Sports Radio 610. Let's get two of these out of the way real quick. D'Amico Ryan, status on Nico Collins this week?
Yeah, we'll continue to evaluate Nico throughout the week, see where he is.
Okay, how about Will Anderson Jr. and his ankle injury?
Yeah, we're still evaluating Will, see how he progresses throughout the week.
Okay, so we got those two out of the way. Learn more on Wednesday about those two,
which was what I would have expected. Yeah. I mean, there's no reason to disclose all of that stuff. The practice report will tell us more. If Will Anderson and Nico Collins aren't practicing on Wednesday, I'll be in panic mode. It won't be a full blown panic yet, but it'll be a hefty Marge Simpson.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think minimum they've got to be limited. For me to feel good, they have to be at a minimum limited in practicing on Wednesday.
Limited participant, yes. Questionable.
Yep.
That's a good stuff right there.
That is, yeah. It's enough to keep me optimistic, at least, I guess. Jared Patterson is the other one. D'Amico was not asked about Jared Patterson, but he's in the concussion protocol, so that'll be another one to keep an eye on when Wednesday rolls around this week.
Yeah, I think that somebody was probably going to ask about Jared Patterson, but by the time D'Amico answered about Will Anderson, they're probably like, okay, that's yours. I'm not going to waste a question on getting another, like, hey, it's day by day. Yeah,
yeah, maybe so. And the Patterson one might be one that you're a little more restricted on what you can and can't say, even because it's concussion related.
Yeah,
you know?
The coaches are out of the loop completely.
Even
if the news is good, the coach is still going to give the boilerplate.
It's like where they are. Standard. I mean, there's specific steps to where
he's working his way through the protocol. We just take our guidance from the doctor.
That's it. The other big question coming into this week, and this is a big question for today. 3 o'clock today is the NFL trade deadline, and if you missed the news earlier, the Texans' opponent on Sunday, the Detroit Lions, already really good, got better today. They swapped some day three picks, and in the process, got Za'Darius Smith from the Cleveland Browns. So they lose Aiden Hutchinson a few weeks ago to a nasty season-ending broken leg. They pick up Za'Darius Smith, who's not like a perennial Pro Bowler or anything, but he's one of these guys that probably has stumbled his way into double-digit sacks multiple times throughout his career on the four teams that he's been on in the NFL. As far as the Texans go at the trade deadline, here was D'Amico Ryans when he was asked about the possibility of making a move. He was asked about this yesterday.
Yeah, my opinion is always the same on that. I mean, we're with Nick and his staff, we're always looking to make our team as good as we could possibly be, right? Do we have a heightened sense of just making a move just to make? No, we're always looking to add to our team, add to our depth. That's something we do constantly throughout the year. So there isn't just a mad rush now at the trade deadline for us to change our approach and how we go about managing our roster. Our roster management doesn't change. Right? We're always looking to upgrade.
What would you say to a Texan fan who walked up to you at 3:01 p.m. today, Seth, right after the trade deadline, And if the Texans make no moves, they're angry about that.
I think they've got a right to be. I think that the Caserio hasn't been active at the trade deadline much at all. The only time he's really made a notable move since he's been here is when they traded away Mark Ingram a couple years ago to the Saints. And I think the difference is that this year they are, at least on paper, should be Super Bowl contenders. They're not performing that way right now. But you have some very glaring, you have one really glaring weakness, which is at left guard. And you didn't do anything to address it in the offseason. You thought, okay, we're going to see what Kenyon Green has. And then, you know, we've got Jarrett Patterson. We want to see what he has. Kendrick Green's at least a veteran. I wouldn't call him like a bona fide veteran because he hasn't played a whole lot in the NFL. But I would say that, yeah, they should be upset. I mean, honestly, just sticking in a journeyman caliber actual veteran left guard at this point is a 100% improvement over what they've been getting at left guard.
Yeah.
So and now the thing that could change is if Jarrett Patterson steps in and ends up being just fine. But it's a big gamble. We've already played this game with Kenyon Green, and because he played it for the full first half of the season, just waiting to see if Kenyon Green was going to get good, you missed your opportunity to find out if Jarrett Patterson or Kendrick Green can do it.
Yeah. I wonder, you know, a lot of it is, a lot of the stuff we don't know are, okay, what are teams asking for some of these guys? And, you know, all we have to go on are the trades that actually have been made. I will say a lot of the trades that have been made already, if you had asked me to guess the price on certain players, I would be guessing a round or two above what they've been going for. Like DeAndre Hopkins, I think you and I were guessing when that trade went down. That trade went down right before our show last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, and before the trade compensation had come down, I think you and I were both like, yeah, probably a third. No, it was a fifth that could go to a fourth. You know, Cam Robinson is a left tackle who has been franchise tagged before. He went for a sixth to Minnesota, who needed a replacement for Duracell, who went out for the year. You know, like even Davante Adams. You know, Davante Adams is one of the five best wide receivers in football over the last 5 years. He went for a third that could become a second. You know, like it's just like the trades that have actually been made have been at much lower prices, for lack of a better word, than I thought there would be, which makes me wonder the guy, you know, so the guys, the trades that aren't getting made, like I wonder what, like if Nick were to call the Browns about one of their two guards, either Betonio or Wyatt Teller, like what are they looking for? Like if they're asking for would you do a second round pick for one of those guys, Seth? If left guard is that big a need for this
guard,
team?
No, I don't want to
Right? And, and the Wyatt Teller's a Pro Bowler and Joel Bitonio is like a fixture of the city there on that offensive line, you know?
Yeah. Honestly, depending on the caliber, because I've kind of been like the Brandon Scherff is a name that's out there a lot from the Jaguars. I don't think it would happen because it's within the division.
Yeah.
But he's still a good enough average guard. He's a guy who was an all-pro like 5-6 years ago, but he's 33 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Wyatt Teller, just, I don't think he hasn't been the same guy, but he's definitely better than Kenyon Green.
Yeah.
And he's only 29 years old. That's where I would feel like, okay, for a 29-year-old guard who's a competent guard right now on this team, give me a second round. I'll give up a second round pick for him.
Wow, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. It's just crazy to
for
think.
For guard.
Right. Like before the season, if you just blindly said the Texans at the trade deadline will trade a second round pick for a guard.
But it's like, it's water in the desert, man. It becomes a lot more expensive. Water in the desert or water in the airport. You're going to pay $9 for glorified tap water.
Gladly. Okay? And you'll do it. And you'll do it and not even think about it. Someone says on the 5-Hour Energy fan line, 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football superfans. I want to add the Texans injury report to the pettycast. Why are they trying to be the Astros of football?
Yeah, well, the way Christian Harris has been handled has been the frustrating thing.
Yeah.
I actually felt a little bit better about that after the last time we talked to Nick Caserio, just because, you know, he laid out the timeline of it. And with Christian Harris, it is true that, you know, they did try to bring him back during camp a couple times. So at the onset of it, I don't think they expected it to be as bad as it was. But yeah, once they put him on IR, I would have appreciated maybe a little bit more clarity.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of insight into exactly what we should expect and whether this could be really bad, because it's turned into a really bad thing. He's been gone a long time.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time.
Okay. The question, I hate doing this because I'm looking up at the TV and it's a, I mean, if this is a real question, then the Texans just shouldn't even show up on Sunday for the Lions game. The question they're asking right now on Get Up is Lions or the field to win the Super Bowl this season?
Like
they trade for Za'Darius Smith this morning, and the Lions, who I have said they are the best team in football, we'll find out at 9 o'clock what the experts think about the Lions when we power rank the power rankings at the top of the hour. We'll find out. I'm guessing the Lions are going to be number one in at least two of the four that we use for that exercise. But come on, man!
It's always the field.
I don't care how dominant a team, especially in football, when it's a one and done thing. You know, like basketball, best of seven, or baseball, best of seven. The better teams win more often.
If you're looking at it objectively right now, just like postseason probabilities from various places. Let's see, I'm on playoffstatus.com.
Yeah.
The Lions are the second most favorite to win the Super Bowl right now at 16%.
Oh, no. With Za'Darius Smith, Seth. He adds another 30%.
That's right. Now it's 35%. Up to
53%.
Yeah.
That's a silly question. If anybody here is saying Lions, they should be kicked off of TV.
That's the Texans. Texans still have a 4% chance of winning the Super Bowl, according to playoffstatus.com.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now too. What's their percentage chance to make the playoffs? Is it still like 98%?
To make the playoff, it doesn't have, this only has conference. Round one.
Yeah, round
94%.
Yeah. So they'll
55% chance of making the second round, 24% chance of the conference championship.
I guess that what I would say is, like, the Texans, for those of you who are concerned about the Texans and their problems right now on the offensive line, and you have every right to be concerned, I am concerned about it. Ross Tucker did not help earlier today when he highlighted it as the biggest takeaway, the biggest concern from that Jets game, and he used the word spooked for CJ. Like, CJ is spooked right now when he's in the pocket in Ross's eyes. I would say that they're, especially thanks to the Minnesota win over Indianapolis, they're still in a really good spot. You still have a two-game lead with a tiebreaker over the Colts. The other two teams in the division are a total non-factor. The Jags and the Titans are doing nothing. You still have three games left against those two teams. And you know, the Cowboys just lost Dak Prescott for that game. You're still in a really good spot right now. The problem is, if you want to get to where this team was thinking they were built to get to, you're not in the same category right now as the Lions, the Chiefs, nor the Ravens, and you're going to get confirmation of that if you keep playing this way over the next 2 months, because you play all three of those teams.
Yeah. So this is the grindhouse of the Texans' schedule, with like nice little respites in between. You find out a lot between now and Christmas.
Yeah.
The Christmas Day will be, Boy, there's a lot riding on just how enjoyable my Christmas is, Sean.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be at NRG Stadium on Christmas Day,
Boy,
in my mind, all offseason, or once the schedule is announced, I was like, oh, boy, it's going to be a huge game.
Yep.
It's going to be the Texans potentially pushing for a Super Bowl. If they don't pick it up over these next few weeks, it's going to turn into just the most depressing Christmas ever.
Yep. That's
ever.
Ever.
Yeah, I know there's some ever. Of you out there who, oh, your house burned down, you know, when you were 12 years old on Christmas Day. No. Mine will be worse.
Yeah.
And mine will be worse.
Happy birthday, Jesus. We lost to the Ravens by 3 touchdowns. There you go.
Yeah, you're making me think these thoughts on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Can we not remember what the holiday is all about?
Thanks for nothing. Yeah. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. There was a firing yesterday. Is this job at post-Bill O'Brien level Texans job? This job that opened up yesterday in the NFL. And who's the favorite for the next coach to be fired? How are Seth and I doing on our coaching firing picks? We'll get to that coming up next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.